My guest at this time is Dr. David Curry. He is the president and CEO at Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations assisting the persecuted Christian church worldwide. You can find them at opendoorsusa.org. And we want to get his thoughts today as more and more media reports are suggesting that Christianity has essentially been eliminated from Iraq as a result of the brutal onslaught coming from ISIS and other intolerant elements inside the country, including to some extent their own government. We also want to get his reaction to the Pope and the Greek Orthodox Patriarch calling for much better treatment of Christians in the Middle East. And Dr. Curry, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
What are you hearing on the ground? Just how dire is the situation there, and is Christianity all but gone from Iraq?
Well, certainly, I think the goal of the Islamic State, these radicals within Iraq, is to drive out Christians. They've made that known, and that's been their goal all along. And I think they've largely succeeded in driving out Christians in many of these areas to the north of Baghdad. But I think we have to be realistic that Christianity has been under attack for a long time in Iraq. This has been it's been more than just what's happened this summer. Over the last 10 years, you've gone from what amounts to about 1 million Christians in Iraq to, you know, I suppose you'd say maybe a few thousand by some of our estimates. So it's been happening. It escalated under the Islamic State, and I think it's a very serious problem.
And obviously, the places where ISIS is right now in Iraq and Syria are undergoing the worst persecution ever right now. But what does it look like throughout the region? I know each year we talk about your World Watch List and the worst persecutors of Christians worldwide, and the vast majority of those nations are Muslim in nature. So while it's not quite as stark perhaps in some of these other countries in the region, is the trend in the same direction?
Well, I think culturally there are some issues that these Muslim countries are facing. A lot of times when you have somebody from the Muslim faith who is converted to Christianity, there's pressure within the family. They can be ostracized. So you see not just violent outbursts like we've seen with Islamic State, but overall within the region there are more underground points of pressure on Christians or people who are seeking to convert their faith. So there's a lot of issues. It's more than just Islamic State, but yes, it's a very serious problem, and I think they're going to need to address it within moderate Islam as well as politically to make sure that these civil societies can protect religious minorities.
What are you hearing from your sources inside Iraq about what life is like there right now for those that are
left? Our team is telling me on a daily basis that it's just very uncertain for these folks. Many of them have moved 2 and 3 times even before the Islamic State. And now with that new push since the summer, there's a feeling that maybe there isn't a place for Christians in Iraq. And so that's very discouraging to them. But we're encouraged that leaders like the Pope and others are standing up and speaking out and asking the governments within these regions to support religious minorities and for the international governments and agencies to stand up and make that a highlight of their agenda.
How much weight do you think his words carry, both him and the patriarch in that region?
I think I'm hopeful that what he said will resonate with him. I think he carries a lot of influence, and I think he's speaking for a lot of people when he says that's something that is important to a healthy society, that we honor religious minorities. In this case, it's Christians within a Muslim context, but in many countries around the world, religious minorities are persecuted. And I don't think it makes for a good society. I know it's not healthy.
The Pope has called for a constructive dialogue with Islamic leaders, and some are wondering what that would look like, whether that's a productive step. What have you seen in that department in the past that might offer any indication about whether that's likely to produce much fruit?
I think there are Muslim leaders who would welcome that. I think that is productive. I think we're wrong if we think that everybody within the Muslim community is reflected in the Islamic State. This is a splinter group. There are Muslims who would be willing to talk about and I think would welcome protection of religious minorities within their country. Remember, in some countries, like India, Muslims are persecuted for their faith. And one of the issues that came up when the Pope was in Turkey was that the Turkish president wanted to talk about the fact that Muslim minorities were persecuted in some countries. So depending on what region of the world you're dealing with, you're going to find other religious minorities persecuted. So it's in everybody's best interest that we protect the freedom of expression for people to be able to choose their own faith and practice their faith, practically speaking, within every country in the world would be ideal.
Dr. Curry, just about 60 seconds left here. How do you encourage folks to pray for those in Iraq, Syria, and other areas that are facing intense persecution right now?
Well, we encourage people to pray for the safety of these families, for these kids, that some security and stability comes to the region. We certainly are praying for that. And we're asking people to take practical steps to support the relief efforts there.
And any ones you recommend, whether it's your own group or others?
Well, I know that World Vision and obviously Open Doors, we're in this region supporting persecuted Christians, food, water. It's winter is upon them now, warm clothing. These kinds of things are incredibly important, and people can certainly do that through Open Doors.
Dr. Curry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. David Curry is the president and CEO at Open Doors USA. OpenDoorsUSA.org is the website. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.